6th, 2017, and I'm Julia Cannon. And I'm here in Huntsville, Arkansas. Almost forgot where I was. I've got a crazy bird singing outside. My cat is out on the back deck, I think, harassing it, so it's kind of driving it crazy. So if you hear some crazy noises, that's what it is. We've got some, I live in the middle of nature. I am literally in the middle of the woods, and so that's what's going on. I'm doing things a little different tonight. I am facing my fears. I'm completely doing the show by myself tonight. This came about from a conversation yesterday. And I realized this has been a slow progression, and this is to help a lot of people probably out there to realize, you know, even though I may speak on stage and I may teach classes, I still have things that I'm working on myself. And it's realizations that I had out there that, you know, all those years I was working with mom, that was slowly grooming me to be able to be out on the stage on my own. And then when she passed, all of a sudden I realized, oh my gosh, I don't have her to, it was essentially to hide behind anymore. And then I was plunged into the shows on my own. And so I found doing them with someone like she was doing also, you know, that made it easier. And it really is. You have someone to bounce off of. And so because she was always saying, yeah, when you're doing it by yourself, here you're just talking to the wall. And like, well, I don't know if I can do that, you know, and that's scary. And so it made it easier to have somebody else there who can kind of help pinch hit and things like that and hold your hand, if nothing else. It's moral support. And then I found, okay, I can do it on my own this end. But then I found interviewing someone. That's what I wanted to do, because then you have someone there to bounce off of. But that became, I realized yesterday, that's something else I was hiding behind. I became a crutch. So it was like, it was time to step out from behind that and get out here and start speaking. I don't know about anybody else, but my throat chakra has been really giving a lot of signals lately. It's like, do more of that. Do more of that. Come out. Get out in the open. Do your thing. Speak up. You know, so it's a lot of these chakras. You know, a long time ago, it used to be the heart chakra was the big deal over the last several years. Now it seems to be it's more of these chakras, the throat. And the throat, you'll feel it here and in the back, right here at the back of the neck and the nape of the, you know, right the nape of the neck, you know, right at the bottom of the head, and then the third eye and the crown. So those are the ones that are really seem to be doing a lot of activations and opening up and even more and more and everything now. So there's a lot of activity with those, with me anyway. So I don't know if anybody else is having a lot of things happening there, but it's interesting to see what's going on. Anyway, so we've got so many things to talk about. If you have anything if you want just to call in and we're just going to have, this is just an open forum and let's just talk. I have some talking points, you know, that if nobody calls in or if, you know, we don't have anything happening, I will be talking about things. But if you want to call in, just feel free. The number here is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. Now, I also want, the first thing I want to do is let you know about the classes that we have coming up, the QHHT classes. I'm going to be leaving later this month to go to Australia and Taiwan and China. That's going to be my last big trip for the year. We've got major, major things happening. So I'll be doing a level two class, and Suzanne Spooner and Jane Ishii will be doing a level one companion class in Brisbane, Australia. And we'll be doing that the 26th through the 29th of this month. And then I'll be going to Taipei, and we'll be doing the same thing there, from the 6th to the 9th of November. And then I'll go on to Beijing, China, and do a level one companion there from the 11th to the 13th. So if you have any interest in any of those classes at all, if you've taken the level one online class at any time, or, you know, and you want to go further, and that's what those classes are for. The level one companion is to kind of give you a kickstart and get you moving, get you going. And then the level two is to hone. It's just to further hone those skills to in the areas that really, really help you be a much better practitioner. But the level one companion gets you the kickstart, and the level two starts honing those skills once you're comfortable with the process. That's, you know, it's all about just practicing and getting comfortable. That's what the beginning is about. You know, just like anything in the beginning, you're not perfect when you first start. You've got to practice. And that's all it's about. So those first sessions are about practicing. And then when you come to the level two, then we start honing you from where you are and to help you get to that next level so that your sessions can be even better. And that helps the client get miraculous results. Oh, it's so wonderful to see the changes in the sessions, the end result sessions for the clients. Fantastic. Okay. We now have the Transformation Conference DVDs are for sale from the Transformation Conference we just had in, when was it? June of this year. And, that seems like it just happened. And that would have been several months ago now. Man, that time flies. Anyway, the DVDs are on sale now. And you can get those at the Ozark Mountain website, which is ozarkmt.com. So O-Z-A-R-K-M-T or O-Z-A-R-K-M-T for mountain.com. Or transformation-conference.com. Either one of those will get you there. And you have, there's links to both sites where you can get the DVDs. And a funny story on that, I ended up being a speaker at this conference. I wasn't supposed to be. It was a last minute very last minute. On Wednesday, the conference starts on Friday. On Wednesday before the conference, I'm finishing up a class. I can't remember what class it was, but I'm finishing up teaching a class. My sister Nancy calls me and she's like, how's your voice? I'm like, why? This is how she is. She's always very cryptic and she's just like very, you know, like, how's this? I'm like, why? And she's like, well, one of the speakers had a family emergency come up and he's not going to be able to make it. I'm like, okay. And she's like, well, can you give a talk? I'm like, well, I guess so. And then right behind, she's like, okay, what you gonna talk about? I don't know. And then immediately, right as I said that, I heard manifestation. I'm like, okay, I guess manifestation. And so that's what we did. So then they were very quickly going, okay, we need a description. I'm thinking, I don't even know what, that just came. I don't know yet. I don't even know my talk. I don't know anything. And the next day I was driving, preparing, I think I was driving to the house to get some things. I was kind of doing some shifting. I was regrouping to shift for the conference. So I was taking things home from the class and going back for the conference. And in that drive, I'm getting the messages to do a PowerPoint presentation. Now, I've never done a PowerPoint presentation. I've never created a PowerPoint. And I'm like, okay, this is interesting. I get it. I think that'll be fun. I like where you're going with this. And that will get the point across. And I, you know, I got all the visuals. I mean, that's cool because I'm a very visual person and that makes sense to give visuals for this. And they were showing me what pictures, this, you know, this is how you do all this. And I'm like, okay, I'll figure this out. I know there's a program, but I've never done this. I have no idea what to do, but I'll figure it out. Okay. I mean, and I'm supposed to do the talk on Sunday. So that was good that I had a few days to work on this. Well, we're going in, let's see, on Thursday evening, we have a dinner with all of the speakers and the staff. And I don't remember if I mentioned it at that point. I must have something. I end up sitting next to Tricia McCannon, and she's a dear friend. I've known her for a while. And somehow it came up that I'd be speaking, and I must have said something to her about this situation. And she's like, oh, my goodness, I have that, or I do that all the time, and I'll help you do that. And so it's like, oh, okay, that's wonderful. And so she did, and bless her heart, oh my goodness, it was wonderful because I was trying. I tried, I think it was the first night, I was trying to look at pictures, and I was going one direction, and then she ended up helping me, I think it was the night before, and she went a whole different direction and came up with like two-thirds of it, and then I was able to finish it, and because I already had the outline of it, which was good. And then all it was just a matter of filling in the pictures. And so she went a whole different way with it. And it was really, really good. And it was fantastic because it was the concept that I was really trying to convey of manifestation with ease. And so it ended up being these very like childlike pictures where I was going to go with more realistic pictures. And, you know, like more, what do you want to say, just normal pictures, you know, just trying to convey the emotion. And she went with more like comic pictures, you know, where it was, where they were childlike. And I was like, that makes it even better because that way it's like child's play, which it is. Manifestation is easy. And that's the whole idea. And that was the thing I was trying to convey is it is easy and you can do it with ease. We all make it so hard and it's just so simple. And I just wanted to remind everyone of that. And it was just very simple process to go through. And that was it. And it was just, and I don't know if she meant to do that, but that's how it came out. And it was wonderful. And anyway, it was a lot of fun. I really, really enjoyed it. And I had so much fun working with her. She's a fantastic person. If you ever get a chance to watch her or go see her, my goodness, that woman has so much information. I'm always gobsmacked by the amount of information she has in her head. I'm just dumbfounded. I'm always saying, how do you know this? And she has these mystery schools that I intend to attend, and we're going to swap classes and everything. But she is, woman is so intelligent and so gifted. I'm just truly amazed with her. Anyway, she was amazing in how she helped me, and I'm so. What's the word? I can't think of the word, and I was afraid that if this happens, I don't want to have dead air because producers don't like that. Anyway, I'm just so, oh goodness. filled with gratitude. I know there's a better word than that for Tricia and the help that she gave me in creating my talk. It was truly a miracle that we pulled it off, but it was so much fun. Anyway, I think it turned out pretty good, but it was because of Tricia's help, I'll tell you. It's all about, like I said, some of it's, you know, it's your basic, because manifestation, I mean, how much can you say about it? It's all been said, but it keeps reminding us the steps. And the way I like to always say things is simple. And everything, remember, the universe is simple. It's not complicated. And so many people like to make things complicated. And that's ego and man doing that. The universe is simple. We have universal laws. And that is what my talk was about, was to remind us just how simple it is and how easy it is. And then once you're, you know, just get into the flow and remember that we're just part of all the energy that's here and around us. And just go with it. And once you know that and you're part of it, and this is, you know, you can have whatever it is that you want. Once you know what you want, put in your order, expect it, and it will be there. Okay? That was the basis of it. There was a whole lot more, but that was the basis of it. Okay. I put out today and asked if there were any questions. And if you have any questions, like I said, feel free to call in, or if you want to even call and Sean will probably, he could even text it to me if you don't want to get on the air. That's fine as well. I don't have the ability for any to be on Facebook or anything like that to get messages. I'm not that techie on this. Please don't do that to me. I will be so distracted and it will be a mess. But I'm doing the best I can, trying to pay attention to notes that I have. I do have some questions that were sent in today, and these were really good that came in. These two were from Donna Motion. She said, I'm reading the discussion of the new earth and the three waves of the volunteers. Are we now in the midst of the earth changes Dolores talked about? Fires, earthquakes, hurricanes. And then she has a second question, and it's a little bit on a different subject. So I'm gonna address this first one. Are we in the middle of the earth changes? Yes. Okay, and we have a caller, and I'm going to answer this question very quickly, and we'll take the caller. We've been in the midst of it for quite a while. I mean, in 2011, I was told that it's already done. So it was even going on before then. So it's been so gradual and everything. It had to be gradual. It had to be just very, very gradual so we could do it. I mean, now, right now, we're doing some major energy shifting. And that's why, you know, like I said, some major things are happening to me. I can feel them and stuff. And that's why we may have some things that we feel. Now, where these earth changes are coming in, that's because of all of these shiftings and everything that's happening, we are becoming more and more aware that, well, first of all, I say, see, everything's connected. We all are connected as people. And then we are connected to the earth. So see, everything is energy. And so everything is connected. And so once we realize that, then we realize that our emotions are affecting the earth. And then when we realize that we are affecting the earth, then see, that changes what we do. That's when we start treating the earth differently. We start treating nature differently. We start treating each other differently when we realize that we're all connected. And that's that consciousness thing that people talk about. That's that shifting of awareness, that shifting of consciousness. That's what happens as the earth, as the shifting is happening. These are some of these things that are happening. All of this, see, when if you look back 10, 15 years ago, that stuff didn't happen. People, that wasn't a state of mind. It just wasn't there. It's been happening so gradually, and now that is there. You have to go backwards and then look up to now, and you'll see this state of mind. You see where people care, and they won't kill things, and they won't do things. Now, there's some people that do. They, you know, they're out there, but predominantly, you'll see this state of mind. You'll see where people take care of the earth, and they care about it, but you'll see this other, and why that's there is because it's to wake people up, and that's why it's happening. It's to show people their emotions. It's to show them what they're doing. And if you see, it's all about you. And so if we take care of us and we become a calm center, then that creates a calm in the earth. But as long as we are chaotic in our center, then the earth is chaotic. That is how connected we are with each other and with the earth. The call-in number tonight is 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. That's what that was. They're telling me it's a different number. Okay. So I hope that makes sense. See, it all has to do with how we are. So as we are more in touch and we are creating our calm being, then that creates the calm earth. So see, it's our own universe. That's why they've always said you can only affect your you can't control anything outside of you. You can't control other people's lives. You can't control anything else but you. And that's why you can only start with you. Some people, they're trying to control the politics. They're trying to control everything outside of them. You can't do that. The only way you can affect those things is by working with you. That's the only thing you have control over. And by working with you, see, then that ripples out. So you work with you. That's it. And you become this strong, calm pillar, this pillar of strength, this pillar of calm. And that radiates out. And that ripples out. And that affects others in ways that you wouldn't even imagine. You wouldn't even know. You don't have to preach. You don't have to do. You don't have to anything. You just be. And that will affect just by example. That's why they say you teach by example. And you're just being. And that will help people know what to do just because you're being. And they will become calm just by being around you. And they will know what to do. And see, it ripples out. And then that just has, that will have eventually have a far-reaching effect and eventually will affect the world and eventually will affect the political scene, you know, in whatever way. But it's not, but what matters is that you are centered and you are calm within yourself. That's all that matters, is you are in control of you. That's the only thing you can control. If you're out there trying to control everybody else, you're just going to make yourself miserable. You can't do it. Just let it all go and just work with you. Just work on yourself, and then it all ripples out. You will be amazed. Amazed. And how much easier everything is when you do that. It all just falls off of you as far as all this weight and responsibility that you feel and all this struggle and all things like that. I just feel this tension that just falls away because you're in charge of you. And you make your decisions and you get in peace with you. You get in alignment with you. It's the only one you're in control of. That's the only one you're in charge of. You do what's right for you and then you be. Okay? That's it. That's it. And then that ripples out. And a lot of people say, well, what, you know, I'm getting off course here a little bit. A lot of people say, well, I'm supposed to be doing something. What am I supposed to be doing? You know, and from that point, it really doesn't matter what you do. You're here to be. Okay? So when you are in alignment, then, because then you're in your bliss, then just do what makes you happy. Do what brings you bliss. Because then whatever you're doing, as long as you're doing what makes you happy, see, that brings more joy, and then that's what you're bringing to the world. And then that's what it's all about, is that energy of joy and love. Okay, be in alignment, and the universe lines up with you. Be in alignment with what it is you truly, truly want. And truly, wow, what's the word they're trying to give me? Just with your true self. Be in alignment with your true self. And that's a matter of getting quiet with yourself. What is it you truly want? Who are you? Why are you here? Okay? And that you are here for a reason. And it's here to be. And with that being, then it's, what is it you want to do? What is it you want to do more than anything else in the world? What brings you so much joy that you just, you can't wait to get up in the morning and it's the last thing you think of at night? It brings you so much joy. That's what you want to do. Because when you do that, see, it's not work. And the universe provides. Always provides, and you are then creating this wonderful energy out of your being and creating. Okay, that got a little bit off, but apparently it was needed. Okay, her other question is, and food, what should we be eating? And this gets asked a lot. Do we need to move to vegan diets? I am a committed carnivore, and I work hard to find meat from humanely raised animals. But I have also noticed a desire to eat less meat, generally a smaller portion, just at one meal a day. And I will admit to you also, I still eat red meat. And I would have a hard time if I was told I could not. I'm still a carnivore. I'm the same way. I don't eat a lot, but I still eat some. This is a matter of, you know, if you try to make yourself do something just because they're saying, oh, you're supposed to eat less, it's not going to work. You need to follow your guidance. This is a matter of you and your guidance. Don't do something just because someone says, oh, well, you know, as you know, you need to lighten your vibration and it's going to go this and you've got to do this. You will be guided. So follow your guidance. You will know when and if you need to eliminate foods. Your body will tell you. Your guidance will tell you. All of a sudden, you just won't want certain foods anymore. And that's what started happening to me. All of a sudden, I don't want as much red meat or whatever. And I am leaning more toward mostly chicken. But I do still have some hamburgers. Some once in a while, I love a good hamburger. And that's just, you know, it's the way it is. I don't want to offend anyone, but I do like it. But it's usually chicken and some fish now and then. And I love vegetables. Oh, and fruit. Oh, my gosh. Fruit is my favorite food. absolute favorite food. And right now I am majorly, I have started up on smoothies again, green smoothies in the morning. Those are wonderful with the, you know, like spinach and some fruit and protein powder and spices in them. Oh my goodness. Those are a fantastic way to start the day. So see, things change. It used to be eggs and fruit. So just follow your guidance. It's okay. Don't be tough on yourself. Your body knows what it wants and what it needs. Just relax, because if you're like this, you won't receive the information. It's like, I should. Don't shit on yourself. You put up blocks when you do that. Just relax. Your body knows. Just listen. And just let it come in and just let it be guided. You know what it needs. You like you said, this is what I'm being guided and this is what I want. And it might gradually say, okay, I don't want as much of this now, or it might once in a while want a good steak. I mean, it's okay. Just go with it. It's all right. And then you might go months without any. You might completely go vegetables. Who knows? Whatever is you do is all right. It's a thing that it kind of moves in and out, and it gradually moves to whatever way you is right for you. It's perfectly fine. It's a vibration thing, but if you try to force it, it won't work. It just won't work. Okay? All right. Now we also had some questions. We've had having a lot of questions on the Mandela effect. Actually, the Mandela effect and parallel universes. Those two kind of go together. Okay. Let's see how to do this. The Mandela effect, if you don't know what that is, and I'm just a little versed in it. I was introduced to it about a year ago, and it was just really strange to me when the person was telling me about it, because I hadn't noticed these things, and they're telling me all this stuff, and I'm like, what? It's like, oh my goodness, surely you've noticed this and everything, and it's where apparently names of things had changed and symbols of things had changed and people hadn't noticed it, or parts of movies had changed, or different things like that. And they're just saying, you know, it's like, and logos have changed and apparently whole countries have moved. And I mean, when I was looking this up to do some research on it, I was really having a hard time with it, because I'm like, I didn't see it. But other people are just completely convinced. And so what kept coming to me when this person was telling me, and then I had some people, you know, some people were doing sessions, and then I asked some people to do some sessions, and then ask some other people that were doing things where they got messages. So I had people getting messages in various ways to give me what they were getting, because I was thinking about either writing a book on this or doing something. So I was doing some research, and I'm still not sure what I'm going to do yet with it. But what seems to be, to me anyway, it's kind of along the line of the earth changes and everything like that. It's like it's a wake-up call to people. It's trying to get attention. It's trying to get people's attention. It's like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, in the UFOs, mom would say, you know, they don't have to actually pick you up. Sometimes it's just a matter if you just notice them. And they said, if we just get your attention, we can That's all it takes. And then they can download information. And so I think it's something like that. I think it's just a matter of getting your attention. And then it's, and I also wonder, I kept thinking it's something about universes. It's like parallel universes or something. It's like shifting. But the person was adamant. He goes, well, what universe would have this happen in it? What, that doesn't make any sense. Well, I don't know. I mean, but it does make sense to me that it's something, you know, it definitely got this person's attention. So it makes sense that it's waking them up. You know, so it's something to get attention. It's to get their attention. So, you know, that's what the earth changes are, you know, like all the shaking and everything. It's, they say that's what that's about. You know, like one, like I said, it's our emotions and we're all connected to it. But it's also, you know, it's waking people up. It's getting them to be aware of that, you know, of that consciousness that we are connected to it and we are responsible for this. So it's like, hey, people, wake up, wake up, wake up. You know, it's like hitting us side the head, you know. It's like, come on. So I think it's something along that line. It's like, will you pay attention? You know, if I can't get your attention this way, can I get it this way? Will this do it? You know, and it's like some different people need different things to get them to be jolted awake. And that's how it feels to me. On the parallel universes, and that's why I'm saying the Mandela effect might kind of go in line with that. Parallel universes. If you know it or not, we are one of many, many universes. I don't know how many. I don't know if there's a limit to how many universes there are. But they're like all stacked. You know, there's just a lot of universes stacked here. You know, all these different universes. And they vibrate at different frequencies. So that's why we are not aware of the others. We are in the one that we vibrate with, and that's the one that we notice. Now, as we shift frequencies, then we move to a different one, you know, once in a while, and that's where sometimes we notice different things, and that's where we're shifting into another, parallel universe or different ones. That's part of what we're doing in all this shifting, is our frequencies are changing, and so we are doing that, and that's what we're doing it in mass. But some of us are doing it at different points and things. And so, and we might be doing it where we shift to different ones and we see different things. But there are all these different universes that are here. And so at any point we can, shift our frequencies and be in them. They're all going on at the same time, and it's just a matter of frequency adjustments. That's what the ETs do. See, they're just on a different frequency, in a different dimension, in a different universe, and then they just shift to our frequency to come into ours. And it's just a matter if we knew how to do it, which we're learning, and it's just a matter of knowing that it can be done, and then we learn to do it. See, as long as we didn't know we could do it, then we don't do it. But now, as we know that we can do it, then we'll start doing it. And it's just a matter of up here. You know, I remember when I was younger, this was back in the 70s, you know, the Seth books were a big deal. Very, very difficult to understand. But I remember reading them, and I also remember reading some books on out of the body, doing out of the body. What was that called? Like you just go out of the body at night and things like that, and trying to do that. And I would do that to some degree, be consciously aware of it to some degree, where I, and then next thing I know, I think I probably just fell asleep. And but that was like the big thing to do at that time. We're talking like mid-70s. And that was it. You know, it's just like to be aware that you're doing that. And that's, you know, and then that's very similar. Because when you can do that, you know, it's that's the same idea. It's just adjusting your frequencies. Although that's, you know, that's within this frequency, you're kind of shifting up and going out. But you can keep going, and you can get into the spirit realm, into the astral realm, and see that's another dimension. And so it's just different, adjusting your frequency, and you get into another universe. And so that's all it is. It's just a matter of adjusting your frequency, and you can shift into different universes. So it's just a matter of what we start comprehending that we can do. That's it. And so all these universes are here, and it's just a concept that we just have to be able to start wrapping our minds around. So as soon as we're able to do that, then I'm getting this visual that's really all it is. It's just doing that. Then we can. It's like Explosion City. You know, not explosions, but it's like the world's a limit. You know, that's, we're only limited by our minds, and so. It's what we comprehend. That's why Mom was always saying, it's not our brain, it's our mind that limits us. It's what we are able to, the concepts, it's what we're able to conceive, what we're able to understand. And if you think back, like I remember in the 70s when I was reading the Seth books, oh my gosh, I had such a hard time with those books. I mean, I was so hungry for that information, but it took me so long to read one of those books. And I remember when the last visual I had, when I finally had to stop, my head hurt so bad because I couldn't grasp anymore. The visual was of a multidimensional game board. It was a see-through multidimensional game board. And he was trying to explain that moves on this level will affect pieces on this level. You know, so you have, like, let's say five levels. Well, see, these are all different dimensions, universes, whatever. They're all levels. They're all lives. They're whatever. And moves here will affect moves here. They're all happening. See, he was talking about simultaneous lives. Now, this was in the 70s. Are you kidding me? This was not something that we even fathomed at that time. And my brain, I just remembered that visual of the game board, and I got that. But as far as understanding how we could have all these lives, you know, that part, I just couldn't conceive it. It could not comprehend. I could comprehend how these things could affect these things, but I couldn't comprehend the simultaneous time part. And so, but see now, I have no problem with that. Now, if I pick up a Seth book, I don't have a problem reading it. I can comprehend that. See, that shows how the mind is able to grasp these concepts now. It's a matter of the mind and concepts. So who knows what it will be able to grasp in another few years that it's not able to grasp now. And that's where it's showing me some of these things. And that probably has to do with these universes and this universal travel. Where right now, it's like a concept that's, you know, I'm sitting here going, well, I'm not sure where in a couple of years it's going to be, well, what was that about? That's so easy. See what I mean? So don't limit yourself with anything. Just say, you know, let's just be open to it, and anything's possible, because anything is possible. And that's the wonderful thing about it. Don't be afraid of anything. Oh, that's right. I wanted to tell you something. I was talking to someone yesterday, and in the point of the conversation, she said something that was so fun. Actually, it was two things that were said. And she was just a barrel of information. But one of the things that she said was, and this is, I'll just come up with it. This is like a fun fact. Okay. The origin of the word weird. Okay. The true origin of the word weird was to possess the power to control destiny and fate. Now, isn't that an eye-opener? The real origin of the word weird. Now, look how that got twisted to be something very negative. Oh, you're weird. Well, hey, wonderful. Now somebody says we're weird. Fantastic. Weird. To possess the power to control destiny and fate. Okay? And then a little later in our conversation, I made a comment that I was going to China, and she said something about, oh, that's good because, oh, that, you know, they need so much help over there with the water. And it just kind of hit me. It's like, oh, that's weird, you know, that she said that. And I was like, and immediately, because see, that's that thinking again. That's that, you know, I mean, here, on one hand, you know, how do I say this? I mean, a lot of times we think, okay, well, we have to help. Everything. Oh, she's like, okay, let's send all this help to the water. Let's send all this. And so she said, that's good, you know, and send all this help to the water. And immediately it came in. It's like, no, it doesn't have to be done. And it just said, just these people, as they raise their frequencies, it's just helping them. As they raise their frequency, the solution is built in. And it's like, oh, that's so cool. And so do you get that? As we raise the frequency, see, we don't have to go help all these things. It's built in automatically. The earth solves itself. See, that goes back to the beginning, what we were saying. The earth, it's connected. As we change ourselves and our frequencies shift, see, we're connected to the earth. So it's a built-in solution. All we have to do is just change us. So shift, get our frequencies all nice and calm and clean, whatever, you know, get in alignment, and the earth is in alignment. That's it. That's so simple. I know it's simple, but remember, the universe is simple. And that's it. People keep trying to make it complicated, and it just is not complicated. It's just a matter. We don't have to go and do all these chants and pray for water and pray for this and pray for that. It's a matter of getting ourselves calm and centered. Work on yourself. I'll work on me. You work on you. That's the only ones that we can control. That's it. That's the only ones we have any power over. That's it. I can't control you, and you can't control me. No. So, deal? I work on me, you work on you. And together, that is how we heal the earth. One person at a time. Each of us. Oh, that felt good. I don't know if anybody else just felt that. Oh my gosh, that felt good. That was really, really heart Oh, and that has been huge. I would love to hear if anyone is feeling a lot of that. That's what I was saying before. You know, the heart chakra, over the last several years, that was majorly the chakra that was being worked on. And so people were getting a lot of heart palpitations and all these, you know, things with the heart. And that was because that was that chakra being worked on. Well, now that's where I feel so much, you know, it's like, oh, I get all this low stuff and it hits me right here. And that's what I felt just now, just so much low. And that's what I send to each and every one of you. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, we've got just a couple minutes left. And I have so enjoyed this. I did it. I faced my fear and I did it. If you want to join, let's see, I have my website. I'm always asking my guests to tell people how they can find them. I have my website, and that's juliacannon.com. And I have my Facebook page at Julia Cannon Soul Speak. And let's see, what else do I have? I have my book, Soul Speak. And you can, then also we have our websites, qhhtofficial.com, if you're interested in any of our classes, and also at doloriscannon.com. And then, like I said at the beginning, ozarkmt.com. Is our publishing arm of the business, and that has our books. And then our conferences that we put on are the Transformation Conference, which is transformation-conference.com, and UFOconference.com, or OzarkUFOconference.com. So we have a few things that we're doing out there. And we hope to see you at any or all of these events. Oh, we have so much fun putting them on and sharing our love with each and every one of you. Let's see, our phone number at our office is 1-800-935-0045 or 479-738-2348. And if you like this show, please hit like and please share it. I love you and I can't wait to see you again. I wish you all a wonderful evening and a wonderful week. And I hope to be bringing you a wonderful another live show next week. If it works out right, I'm going to be on site at a very special place, and so I'll let you know more about that if I'm able to make it happen. So anyway, it's been so much fun, and I love you all. Thank you so much. I'm told that the video from last week's show will be available tomorrow, and then this one will probably be available very soon thereafter. So anyway, I like doing these videos. It's been a lot of fun. And again, good night, everyone. I love you.